Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Authorities have been unable to locate or identify the driver of a semi that nearly collided head-on with a New Hampton school bus last month. Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver says the incident occurred about 8 o'clock Wednesday morning, January 24th, on U.S. Highway 63 just north of New Hampton. The school bus, with 15 or so students on board, was southbound when it was clipped by a northbound semi that had entered the southbound lane. Contact was made between the semi and school bus, causing damage to the mirror and window on the left side of the bus. The semi did not stop and continued northbound. No one on the bus was injured. New Hampton Police Chief Tim Peterson says they were first on the scene.
Because it was so close to town and the deputies were a little farther out than we were, so we went out to help out, at least to make sure that nobody was hurt to start off. We did come back, and after the accident, went to the school and just double-checked, making sure kids are still okay at that point.
The identity of the truck driver remains unknown, which Peterson says is challenging due to the fact it's hard to know where a semi that travels the country might be headed next.
Then you add the fog on top of it, because that morning was foggy, and unless someone's got a camera in the right spot at the right time, there's minimal luck of trying to find who it would have been.
If the truck driver is located and identified, Shaver says he or she could be charged with failure to maintain control and leaving the scene of an accident. Over 8 months after the investigation began, a Northeast Iowa man has been arrested on multiple felony drug charges. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says that on May 28th of 2023, deputies responded to a fentanyl overdose near Kendallville. After Narcan was administered to the victim, the subject was taken to a hospital. A joint investigation with the Howard County Sheriff's Office began on May 31st of last year, and a search warrant was executed at the residence of 48-year-old Brian Jessen in Lime Springs. This week, Jessen was arrested and charged for controlled substance violation, methamphetamine, a Class B felony, plus controlled substance violation, counterfeit or simulated controlled substance, and neglect or abandonment of a dependent person, both Class C felonies, and gathering where controlled substances are used, and failure to affix drug tax stamp, both Class D felonies. Jessen also faces one count of child endangerment and aggravated misdemeanor, plus two counts of failure to assist resulting in serious injury, and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia, all simple misdemeanors. Jessen is free on bail after posting a $25,000 surety bond. An Olwine man and woman were arrested on separate drug-related charges earlier this week. The Olwine Police Department says 36-year-old Trenton Husted was taken into custody about 4:30 Monday afternoon in the 100 block of 7th Avenue Northwest on multiple Fayette County warrants for original charges of two violations of probation. He was also wanted for failure to appear in court on one count of possession of marijuana and one count of possession of methamphetamine, both serious misdemeanors. Court records show Husted was convicted on 9 counts of forgery in February of last year and was placed on probation for up to 5 years. He's now scheduled for a probation revocation hearing on February 19th in Fayette County District Court. Husted is being held without bond. At about 11 o'clock Monday night, Olwine police arrested 37-year-old Ashley Bolton in the 600 block of 4th Avenue Southwest on two Fayette County warrants for original charges of possession of meth, a serious misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Court records show OPD was assisting DHS with an investigation of Bolton over videos which showed her allegedly smoking meth. A Charles City 19-year-old arrested last year for vandalizing cars and breaking into vehicles appears ready to take a plea deal. On August 10th, Charles City Police arrested Theo Tyler after he was accused of vandalizing two cars, causing almost $10,000 in damages. He was charged with two counts of second-degree criminal mischief, both Class D felonies. About a month later, CCPD arrested Tyler again, this time for allegedly breaking into two unoccupied vehicles in the victim's driveway in the area of 15th and Missouri Avenues. He was charged with third-degree burglary of a motor vehicle and aggravated misdemeanor. Tyler was scheduled for trial February 15th in Floyd County District Court, but earlier this week, he requested a plea change hearing, which has been set for March 1st. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield Girls Playoff Basketball. The Huskies in a Class 1A regional matchup at Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. Airtime 6:55, game time 7 o'clock. On Saturday, Osage will host a Class 2A district wrestling tournament, with wrestlers looking to qualify for the state tournament next week. Charles City and Cresco Crestwood will also be wrestling there. You can follow the action via video stream online at 98.7kisscountry.com. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.